And welcome to Sister Sage Herbs Roadside Herb Service. My name is Mark Fendel and this is Jane Simmons.
Hello.
And this is our tiny podcast about medicinal herbs and ethnobotany and all kinds of stuff like that. And today we have our very first guest, a very special guest with us. This is Michael Robb.
Hi, how's everybody doing today?
Yeah.
I'm having a good day.
Always lovely to be with you two folks. Love it over here.
And it is nice being with you as well, my friend. And today, this is a special day because today we're podcasting from Snoqualmie Pass. And we just did a little hike. And we're picking arnica today.
Which is quite beautiful and all over the place, really. Mm-hmm. I was really surprised hearing how fruitful it can be right after you cut it. You cut it, and a few weeks later, you get a good amount of bunches, at least in this area, anyways. I thought that was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keeps coming back.
But the hike. It is quite the hike, but much worth it.
So yeah.
What can you guys tell me about your arnica, and what do you guys do with it?
Yeah. Jane?
Oh, I put it into oil, mm-hmm. usually olive oil.
Yep.
And infuse it. Then I make that into a balm.
Oh, fantastic.
A couple different balms, yeah. You can make it into a lotion or anything like that, topical. Usually people don't eat it except homeopathological. But I don't make that. I'm not that kind of person.
Nope, that's the Basil Hayden.
What about our disclaimer, by the way?
We don't need a disclaimer today because we're just podcasting from outside and and we'll put the disclaimer in the description, in the disclaimer pile.
Oh, I love the disclaimer piles. It's where I spend most of my days. I've come across a lot of different people that have gone through a lot of pain management over the years, whether it be with lupus or just muscle cramping after work and stuff. And mm-hmm. and whenever I come across somebody and they've been using arnica balm mm-hmm. as just like, you know, for anti-inflammatory and just to kind of get that mobility back in whatever joints they have, they're always amazed at the transformation that they have between and the ability to get away from a lot of Western medicine kind of pain management ways, mm-hmm. which is always a big kind of topic in today's society. People trying to get away from that and finding more natural ways to kind of deal with this pain management. Mm-hmm. So arnica, besides being a beautiful flower, it certainly seems to help a lot of people. After a hike like that, I actually might need quite a bit of that balm.
Yeah. We're going to get back to the car and we're going to be like...
We're going to lather up in some arnica balm and then go make some more arnica oil for balm. It's going to be a fine and dandy day with our heads in the clouds.
Right. It's like you go and do a strenuous hike and then afterwards you need the balm and then you need to make more balm so that you can go back out on the hike.
Life is a cycle, Mark. We just have to keep these things keep on going.
Oh, look at that. The clouds parted a little bit, and you can see across. That's our ski area where we ski in the winter, Alpental. And
is that the PCT?
Well, the PCT is...
I believe the PCT is on the left side.
Yeah.
Around that ridge line there.
Exactly.
But I did notice while we were hiking up, there was a wonderful trail going to, I believe it's the lift over there, mm-hmm. just off to our right side here.
Yeah, you can walk up there.
And you could just walk straight up it. Of course, walking straight up it will certainly, you may want to be picking arnica along the way.
Hopefully. No, I wonder. Hopefully so. But yeah, this is one of our... This is just like our sacred little area, our little playground in the winter and the summer. And I should probably tell you, beautiful listeners, that we know Michael Robb from... Well, I know Michael Robb from hiking the Pacific Crest Trail 6 years ago.
Wonderful. Wonderful time. I suggest it to anybody.
Yep. And we met in the desert. Yeah, we've gone back and hiked some more miles on the PCT a couple of times and a few other crazy adventures here and there. We painted a pink room once.
We did paint a pink room once. That was a very... That is something that has been etched into my brain for a very long time. Whenever you paint a pink room, that's something that you remember.
Oh, yeah. yeah, so we've had some really cool adventures and stuff. A lot of great memories from PCT days. And I think just being out here is like really... In September, it just feels like right to be hiking in Washington in September for some reason.
September is an absolutely beautiful time to hike in Washington. And the further north, and once you get the lurch trees going and all the candlelights along the sides of the mountains, it really brings you back to a very peaceful place.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what's going on, hiking in the mountains is always a calming.
Mm-hmm.
Calming experience, and Washington has definitely calmed me down quite a few times. And it's magic. It's a magical place up here, and listening to your guys' podcast and learning about all of these different herbs, it's something that I really want to start doing while I'm hiking and just look around, and I think it'll bring a new perspective to just the things that are around me that I can use in an everyday situation.
Sure.
And possibly pass that information over to somebody else and have them go along their way just with another idea in their head that might help them get through the day.
That's right.
That's always nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Did I you see wanna... a little marmot over
there? A little marmot?
Or something.
Really?
I heard quite a few pikas walking on this trail.
I saw him. He was like, doo, doo, doo. And then, oh, there's people. I got to get out of here.
Oh, he's waiting for... He's waiting for some of that cranberry goat cheese.
Never feed the animals, people. That includes me.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll never leave.
Don't feed that wild animal. He's a wild beast.
And I also see a vanilla leaf, which is really
good. Oh, yeah.
This one, if you dry it out, you can use it for your smoking mixture, if you have that. What else? Red elderberries.
Yeah.
Now, Jane, did you ever come across that blue indigo plant that you had spoke about?
Well, I think it might be this one down here behind you, but I really don't know if that's what it is. I'm going to have to look it up. We'll take a picture.
And speaking of pictures, we'll post lots of photos on our website. It's sistersageherbs.com, and you can just go to the blog and... You can hear this podcast, and we'll have several pictures so you can kind of get an idea of where we are and kind of get a feel for this place, because it's really beautiful here. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this place, even though other people hike this trail, I feel like this place, this is just off the trail, not too far. But I feel like it's my own little place, you know? It's my own little space. I mean, not mine personally, but just like our own little like secret beautiful spot, you know?
It is quite the wonderful spot. I'm actually quite intrigued when Jane was telling me just down the trail a little bit that you guys had come here early season and it was just a raging water.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not even passable.
We wouldn't be able to get up here. We couldn't cross.
Yeah, this is a giant waterfall right here that we're actually sitting in. And... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Imaginary.
And really, you can see all of these during the spring, when we get the first, you know, kind of snow melts and the changing temperature in the spring, you can see all these waterfalls on this hill, in this valley, just pouring off the hill mm-hmm. from the parking lot, mm-hmm. you know, as we get into like May. And so it's always beautiful. And I don't know. This is just one of those sacred spots. So, mm-hmm. yeah. Should we leave it there?
Yep.
If you all made it to the end of this podcast, you are special. And I just want to thank you so much for listening. And I want to thank you, Michael Robb, for joining us.
No, all the thanks are on this side of the...
Also known as Cool Ranch. My name was Gourmet on the trail. And still is on the trail.
Still out here.
So wishing everybody a beautiful day. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.